turn it over to Brother Larry Young for his welcome, I'd like to admonish you beforehand. Now, you see the brethren around here. Take a look at them, especially the ones around you and in back of you and in front of you. Now, I admonish you that you know every brother here and sister, and you tell them at least once that you love them. We want you to do this. And I'll tell you what. I'll give you 60 seconds to start right now.
Good morning. Nice to see so many of you out this morning. And on behalf of your brethren in Southwest Florida, St. Petersburg, and the Orlando Ecclesias, I'd like to welcome each one of you here to our 1995 Spring Convention, our 37th. And it gives me great pleasure to greet you and cordially invite you to partake of the spiritual food which has been prepared and provided for you at this for the next 3 days. We want these blessings of this convention to motivate you so you take these lessons home with you for further study. But more than that, we want you to put them into practice into your lives. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." We want each one of you to be more than an overcomer. We are all here for the special training needed to be a success in our profession. And the Apostle Paul calls this to our attention in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1, where he says, "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of your profession, Christ Jesus." We are to be ambassadors in the school of Christ, showing forth the glorious character of our Heavenly Father and His precious Son who died for us. We are to be as shining lights in this sin-sick and dying world of trouble to offer a glimmer of hope to those that mourn. Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." We are here at this convention to learn more of these precious promises and to make them our own, to make our thoughts and our desires the same as our Lord's thoughts and His desires. "How precious are the thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them." Psalms 139, verse 17. The psalmist in Psalms chapter 40, verse 5, expresses the same idea, but with some additional thoughts. It says, "Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered." This is referring to the thoughts of God which are in his mind as respects his people. The sum of God's thoughts would include everything that has to do with the divine plan of the ages. They include all of our Father's precious promises, all his blessed assurances, and his instructions, which if followed will give us the peace which passes all understanding. Philippians 4, 7. We're going to hear more about that later on this afternoon in our mini segment of our convention theme talk. These also include God's love for the whole human family. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. So brethren, whether it be in our home class, at convention as we are now, or whenever possible, we do well to heed the apostles' admonition to meet together, because these are the Lord's arrangements for us. And by doing so, we can make progress and grow in grace and knowledge in the school of Christ. In the Lord's providence, we now have this blessed privilege of attending the sessions of what I'm sure will be a profitable 3 days in the school of Christ. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with his benefits. Psalm 68, verse 19. I trust that each one of us will learn well the lessons that will be taught by the brethren who will be serving at this convention. May we truly be filled with an intense longing, as the Lord has expressed by David in the 42nd Psalm. As a hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? So let us give thought to one another with a view of arousing one another to brotherly love and in encouraging and helping each other. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 24 says, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. None of us are strong enough to disregard the fellowship of each other. We need each other and we depend on each other. And the Lord assures us that all who are hungering and thirsting after righteousness shall be fed. The Lord, through his providence, has provided a feast for all of us during this convention. Special things needed by each one of us. David assures us of this in the well-known 23rd Psalm. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. The Lord has provided us with the Holy Spirit, our Bibles, the studies in the Scriptures, and our brethren to help us to receive the spiritual food that has been prepared for us at this convention. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14, using the Moffat translation, for we only participate in Christ provided that we hold firm to the very end the confidence with which we started. During the next several days, we have provided for us many blessings at this convention. We have two mini talks. The first one this afternoon on our theme text, Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then tomorrow we have a second mini talk on Philippians 3:14. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And we're going to talk about the four quarter marks of love, which are very important to each one of us. Monday afternoon, we have a planned baptismal service for those that might be interested in symbolizing. You can either see myself or one of the committee members. We also have a children's classes prepared, ages 8 through 12, and also a teenage group. And the teenage group will be upstairs, and the 8 to 12 will be right out this room out behind here. We have lunch and dinner provided in the next room next to us. As Brother Leonard had mentioned in his opening remarks, we're here to get to know each other, to tell each one that we love you. And if you see someone here that you don't know, go up and meet them and get to know them, because I'm sure you will be blessed. And if we can do anything for you, just let me know. We're one of the committee. May the Lord add his blessing.
We're very happy to share this day with all of you, this convention with all of you. And we're going to share a Vesper service with you this evening. We've had a very blessed day together. Just had a very beautiful report concerning our brethren many, many miles away from us physically, but been brought close to us mentally. And express our love for one another in many ways, through the spoken word, through the printed word, through our thoughts, through our prayers. And we thought we would just to start our Vesper service this evening, we'll just read a few words from the Apostle Paul. We're going to paraphrase this just a little bit. We're going to take a little bit of poetic license to bring it maybe a little closer to where we are right now. Your Florida brethren, your fellow servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus which are gathered here at convention, as you remain here and as you leave in the next few days, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank our God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of ours for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will complete it at the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for us to think this of you all, because we have you in our heart, inasmuch as both in our trials and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, we are all partakers together of this grace. For God is our record, how greatly we long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this we pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God.
Standing in the need of prayer. Not my father nor my mother, but it's me, O Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Dry and thirsty land. In the shadow of your wings, I find my strength and faith, my refuge and my light. You lead me day by day, and because in the shelter of your